Mud flies. With my front paws deep in the hole, I claw at the damp earth, soft and squishy, after 2 days of rain. My furry bottom points skywards, my tail swishing side to side as if it is waving at the birds flying past. Momentarily, I pause and, nose pressed into the rich soil, inhale deeply. Ah, rotting leaves, earthworms, and, oh yes, duck poo. What better smell is there? Distracted, I almost forget why I am digging up the flower bed. Then I spot my deliciously manky, doggishly smelly, yellow toy duck. I glance back at the wonky cottage where I live with my owner, Detective Constable Rose Sidebottom, hoping that she hasn't yet noticed my excavations. Monty! Rose calls from the back door, her hands on her hips. Oops. Normally, I'm a good dog, a smiley, loyal, obedient golden retriever. But when it comes to washing my duck, I have to make a stand. Rose, like other humans, simply doesn't appreciate that my duck pongs to perfection. I'm going to bury my furry friend so she can't find it. Then she can't put him in the washing machine. I've chosen a perfect digging spot behind a camellia bush, but I guess the clumps of mud flying through the air is a bit of a giveaway. I drop my duck into the hole and pour loose soil over it as fast as I can. I hear the stamps of boots on paving stones, then the soft thud of Rose walking across the grass. I can smell her aroma of vanilla and peppermint and the sea. Stop that, Rose says, almost upon me. Caught in the middle of my crime, I lie across my half-filled cavity and pretend there is nothing to see here. It's no use pretending. Look at the state of you. Rose bends down. She is the youngest trainee detective in England, and I'm so proud of her. I look up at her heart-shaped face and ponytail, which reminds me of a fox's tail. She's smiling, which is a relief, but her eyes are sad. Since her near-death experience at the hands of a killer, Rose hasn't been herself. Her boss insisted that she take sick leave, but it isn't helping. Rose is not very confident at the best of times, but now she is like a dog that's been scolded too often. She hangs her head and hides away. She only goes out to walk me or buy food. She sleeps fitfully and has terrible nightmares. I do my best to comfort her, but my efforts have so far been in vain. I had hoped that a bit of hide and seek might cheer her up. The dirt on my muzzle tickles, and I sneeze. You're covered in mud, she sighs. I'm going to have to clean you too. What? No! She wraps her delicate fingers around my collar and gives it a gentle tug. Out of there! I reluctantly leave the hole and the camellia bush. Rose tells me to sit, then stay. She plunges her hand into the earth and brings up my muddy duck. Got to be washed now, she says. I bark twice. We've practiced this over and over again. Two barks is no. One bark is yes. When she asks me if I want to be fed, I respond with one bark. Do I want to go for a walk? One bark. Do I love her? One big bark. You know, it's almost as if you understand me, she says. Rose usually enjoys this game we play. Today, her voice is heavy and her smile is gone in an instant. She strokes my head. Why don't you like me washing your bed and your duck? I don't understand. That is my point exactly. I have tried to demonstrate as best I can that my duck and my bed are not for washing. Earlier this morning, when Rose picked up said duck and headed for the kitchen, where the front-loaded washing machine lives, I swiped my fluffy friend from her loose grip and ran out the door. She gave chase, and I had great fun running around the duck pond, even if the little quackers did kick up a stink about what they called the disturbance. Rose resorted to treats to lure me close, knowing full well that food is my weakness. I didn't see the trap until too late. I dropped the duck, Rose snatched it and headed back into the house. So I ran ahead and then sat head held high in front of the washing machine so Rose couldn't load it. I mean, what more can I do to communicate that I like my bed and my duck exactly as they are? Thank you very much. While Rose gets the washing machine going, I slink off and plonk myself down on the saturated lawn, my back to the ivy-covered shed. It's early December and the garden is a quagmire of puddles. I resist the temptation to roll in one. Instead, I rest my head between my paws, enjoying the feel of the winter sun on my back, and ponder why it is that I understand Rose, and yet Rose doesn't understand me. The problem, of course, is that I can't show Rose that I do understand her, not beyond the yes and no game we play. I'm meant to be a dumb dog who obeys commands, although I'm not very good at the obedience thing. The big secret is that dogs pretend to be dumb so that humans don't feel threatened. I probably shouldn't try to communicate with Rose, but there is so much I want to tell her, and it's frustrating that she doesn't understand. Harumph.